Do you mind? We're playing through. Here's Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
Welcome to another edition of the Playing Through podcast. This one is going to be fun, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, we're going to talk to Instagram sensation Bob Menery real quick. It's Froggy from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show here with Brian Wacker from Golf Digest. And here he is, the man, the myth, the legend. It's Bob Menery. What's going on, Bob?
Hello. Thank you for having me on here. I appreciate it.
A million Instagram followers. Did you ever think, how did this get started? How do you go? Is this something you did like with your buddies and you like kind of voiced your own? Because obviously your voice sounds like a sports commentator voice. How did this whole thing start?
I always had a sports commentator voice. I always did. I was just like screw with people randomly. I would go, my buddies would kill me because I would just go out like to them with bars. I'd go out to them to like certain different bars and whatnot, and I'd just go up to random groups of people and be like, Rogers, the shotgun, Brady, and I just screw with people, and then I always did it. And then finally, after coming home from L.A., trying to be an actor or comedian and failing miserably, I came back home, like knocked on the door of my parents' house. I was like, hey, you guys mind if I live here for a little bit? And this was 9 months ago when I think I just had like 13 followers on Instagram. And I just got this weird idea of like, you know, what I was doing in real life was making people laugh. I'm like, well, what if I carried it over to the internet and kind of did a segment called What Sports Announcers Kind of Want to Say But Can't. And then it was really hard in the beginning to get 13 followers who are your mother, your grandmother, your uncle to share the videos. And you know the videos I, you know, do.
Right.
But they did. And then it kind of, somebody else shared it, somebody else shared it, somebody else shared it. And then it kind of picked up and got going a little bit. So
I'll tell you where I heard about you. I was in Gainesville, Florida at a University of Florida Gator football game. And we were right. Sitting in a bar, and these college guys were all crowded around a screen. I thought they were watching the college football game of the day. And no, they were watching Bob Menery videos, and that's how I learned right. about Bob Menery.
Yeah, that's how it started, actually. The big push that I got, or the biggest push I got on Instagram one day was when Snoop Dogg and Daquan's a very big Instagram page, reposted my video. We're kind of before, not saying people know who I am, but I'm getting to be a little bit more well-known. But before I could trick people, you know, so I could make it appear like I was a real announcer making a mistake on the air. And so I did this play, and I obviously won't swear, but I was like, rolls to the left side, he leaps to the end zone. I was like, holy, you know, F word. And I was like, I am so sorry about that, folks. I did not mean that. My producer's going to – and that was the one that went, like, mega viral because I kind of tricked the world into believing it. Now I can't really get away with it as much.
No, that's so awesome. That really is cool how it's turned into every single sport, too. I mean, when you – there's so many that are sporting guys. Like, I saw your name mentioned at the Super Bowl press conference. They were talking about Bob Menery.
I might have had something to do with that. I'm a little sneaky, but that was Chris Long. He was, it was pretty cool. I think somebody randomly just asked him about me, a reporter, and then, he said something pretty cool about me, so that was awesome. Chris is a good dude. And the amount of athletes that are just, like, hit me up every day and are like, dude, this stuff's awesome. You know, it's hilarious. We're in the locker room watching your stuff. It's really, really, really cool thing. So it's just the power of social media right now. It's just insanity.
Yeah, that's what I want to get into. This really speaks to exactly the power of social media. Like, the fact that you had this sportscaster voice, I mean, A, did you ever think about going that route? It doesn't sound like it because you're pursuing a sort of acting and comedian role out in L.A. And I think I've read that, you know, some of your influences were guys like Joe Buck and Jim Nantz and of course, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, yeah. I never really wanted to be told what to do, you know. I didn't want ever to be able to sit in a suit and tie and, like, have to – I never wanted to be a sports broadcaster, ever. I don't care what they offer. Like, if the offer was huge or whatever, you know, I wouldn't care about that. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do and what I think is funny. And I thought – you know, I got a couple offers early on that were like, hey, you want to come do like AAA down in Toledo? And I'm like, no, thank you, but thank you anyways. You know, I just thought I had a gut feeling that this would work. And to be honest with you, there's right now a lot of money kind of in what I'm doing. And it's pretty cool. So hopefully I made the right choice. Back to mom and dad.
That's my next question. Number one, now I know I catch myself when I'm watching sports. Like, for example, the other night in the NBA Finals when J.R. Smith completely shit the bed at the end of the game.
Amazing.
He gets the ball. I don't even know what the hell he was thinking. The first thought of my mind was, I can't wait for tomorrow when Bob's going to put up a new video because I know he's going to kill this guy.
And he killed it. It was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sitting there just casually drinking my Moscow Mule at the bar. That's when I start drooling when I see a play like that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you got to get excited. So how have you turned this into money? Can you tell us? I mean, how exactly have you gone from a guy that is doing something fun on the internet, having a good time, enjoying what you do? How have you monetized this into a living?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people get how that works in the social media world, how people make money from Instagram or the, you know, other social media tools.
Right. Well, YouTube, you can generate. YouTube, I think, has a paid partnership program. The only thing is, I can't really monetize off it because I'm using NFL content. I'm using NBA content.
Right.
So even if I hit 100 million on YouTube, I can't make any money. The best way I say it is kind of just pretend this is like a TV show that I'm running. I'm selling commercials. So anytime you see a commercial on my page of some sort of advertisement, I, you know, charge somebody to do that.
Right.
It's basically like I put a little commercial. It's like I have this little pretend fake network. So they pay me. You know, when you have a million eyeballs on your page, you know, people want to advertise through you. And you see that a lot nowadays. A lot of influencers are making some money now doing that. And then also, you know, opportunity comes elsewhere. When you have a million followers, I just did Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the new season. I'm the NFL broadcaster in it for 2 episodes. And we got that basically probably just because I had a million followers, you know. They're sticking guys like us sometime in TV shows and movies because guess what? It's kind of the smart move. You're going to get eyeballs to your show, you know. Would you rather have somebody who has a million followers in your TV show to play this little part, or would you rather have somebody who has, you know, less of a following on social media? It's all
right.
Social media nowadays.
Well, honest, listen, you know? I don't want to tell you how to run your business or monetize it or anything, but you might want to say you have 2 million eyeballs on your page, because I'm going to guess that almost everybody following you has two eyes. So let's up. It's not a million eyeballs. You've got 2 million eyeballs on your page every single day. So I'm just trying to help.
I'm
going to
start using that.
Yeah, you
I'm
should
start using that.
Right,
that's good.
Well, Foggy's going to charge you a finder fee on that.
Yeah,
so
like
be careful.
7 cents. Yeah. You owe me 8 cents, Bob. Yeah.
Exactly. I love it.
Now, what I want to get into is go back. You mentioned your time in L.A. And look, L.A. is a fascinating place. I think we've all been there. Foggy's been there. I've been there. Fascinating place. And tons of people go there to do exactly what you tried to do. But you also were a caddy for, 5 years, I think, at Wilshire Country Club. And I think you obviously saw your share of famous people there. What was that experience like for you caddying there for those 5 years at Wilshire?
Whoever had me on Saturday mornings didn't really enjoy it because obviously I was extremely hungover.
Now, were you breaking into this routine in your caddy as a caddy? Or?
No, never actually. I never really. And I carried some people. Aaron Rodgers was one of my clients, Will Ferrell, a couple times. So it's fun. When I was in L.A., to be completely honest with you, I say I went out there to try and be an actor, a comedian. I didn't do one thing. So I didn't do, like, an audition. I just literally kind of got almost lost out there. And I hate L.A. personally. I'm just not a fan of it. It just doesn't really vibe with me well. So, I came back home, and this is when it all started happening. I've never used a computer. I've used my cell phone to do all this. Every video I've done, I go out, I sit out in my car. I use this crappy, shitty free app, and I just add a little background noise. If you notice, it's the same background noise every single time. I record it in 30 seconds, and that's that. I use
Oh, my
it,
God, that's awesome. I thought you had some, like, major fucking recording studio going on here. You're doing it in your car.
I use my cracked iPhone 8. In the beginning, I told my mom and dad, this is the best, too. When I first moved back with my mom and dad, literally, they must have thought I was a psycho. Because I was like, hey, mom, dad, I came in the living room, like, and this is, I'm at 29 years old doing this.
Right.
I'm like, hey, mom, dad, can you keep it down for a minute? I just have to do something. I'm like, well, Nick Folk, way right side, FM, FM, you know, and just screaming in my other room. So they was like, we are really concerned about Bobby, I think. They spoke to several doctors, but then they finally got the jive of it all. But I kind of went off track there.
I just have two questions about that. One, did you still have the same room, and was it still the same from when you left home? And two, are you still living there?
Well, no, not living there anymore, but they downsized too. That was the problem. They downsized, and
right.
When I came home, it was tight. It was tight.
A little awkward, led to some awkward mornings or late nights, I would imagine.
Yeah, oh yeah, because a lot of these games end late at night, you know, so a lot of these clips are made late at night, so that's why the infamous car, that's why I always had to go out to the little Toyota Camry, Camry sitting outside, and had to look in the rear view to make sure no neighbors were walking by, so that I don't think a psycho just moved in. And
now
then,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you pick up Lisa? Now, your girlfriend Lisa, hold on, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I've seen Lisa on your Instagram the last couple of days. Is Lisa your proper girlfriend, or is she just like flavor of the week?
She is my girlfriend.
There's some hesitation there.
Okay, hold on. Now, did you land Lisa because of Bob Menery, the Instagram celebrity, or did you know Lisa prior to this?
Exactly, right? That's what I ask her every day. I'm like, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. She didn't have social media. So, and to be honest with you, people, you guys probably think, like, you know, you get hit up a lot in your DMs, like, girls slide in, be like, hey, what's up, broadcaster Bob? Like, no, that doesn't happen. It's just all, like, 11-year-old, 12-year-old boys being like, you're the man, you're the goat, love
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
I'm like, God, please. I'm like, some hot girls, come in, please.
Which, by the way, ready? So I introduced you to my son. My son's 15. My wife was not happy at first, but I'll tell you, my wife is a huge fan. My wife even comes to me and says, she'll text me, hey, did you see Bob's latest video? And I'll go check it out. So my wife's a fan. She didn't mind me showing my 15-year-old son. But so my son has, like, some kids over to the house, and they're all in his room. I hear them laughing their asses off. I walk in there. He has told every kid in the neighborhood about you. They're all following you. I'm sure all the parents in the neighborhood think I'm the biggest asshole parent ever. It's amazing how your account is bringing people together and making people laugh again at a time where there's some really bad shit going on in the world and you don't really want to laugh sometimes. Your account is comedic relief for reality sometimes. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, like I said, every principal across America hates me right now. But the thing is, the other day I was at the Celtics game, and it's kind of happening where people come up to me and ask me, like, for a picture and stuff, and I love it. Like, I absolutely love it. I, like, will go out of the way to be like, do you want a picture? They'll be like, no. I'll be like, shoot. So, you know, when this – I had this little kid come up to me once. He was, like, 7 years old. He's like, you know, I'm such a huge fan of your stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, this is horrible.
Right.
I'm like, some of the things I say on there. And what I'm trying to do now is get a little bit more tighter with some of the references, you know, those Rippy references.
Yeah, Ripper Magoo.
Where does Ripper Magoo come from? Who started Rippy Magoos?
I can't tell you because it's an athlete, so I can't say it, but it was a baseball player who we started joking around about the term, and it just was, I never give away what it means. It could be anything you want it to be.
Right. Dustin Johnson likes doing Ripper Magoos. I've learned that from watching Bobmentary videos.
Which is a very funny story about DJ. He's not too happy about it because I got a bunch of buddies kind of somewhat on tour that I talk to on a daily basis. And I just had a nice golf lesson with Butch Harmon in Vegas. He invited me down to Vegas to have a golf lesson with him. And the funny thing is, he's DJ's coach.
Right.
And Butch is the absolute man. But I said, if there's one person I'll listen to lay off DJ jokes, it's Butch Harmon. So he kind of like, you know, Bob, you know, the way he talks, like, why don't you lay off DJ a little bit, you know? And I was like, all right, Butch, I got you. So
is DJ a Bobmentary fan or no?
No, I don't think so at all. I think he's not too happy about it.
Right. So who is Peter? Is Peter a real guy or is that just
your imaginary friend that you had to create?
Peter's a course hunter. Of course, he's a real guy. Unfortunately, he's getting revealed at a million. That's what I told everybody. And the only problem is he just missed his flight back from Thailand. He was in Thailand. So he's coming back now. He'll be revealed very soon.
What is Peter doing in Thailand?
Trust me. I don't know. I talk to him every day about his problems. He's got a lot of vices.
That might be another podcast.
He always shows up in the booth, though. Yeah. He's always in the booth. That's a good thing about
Peter. He's a gamer.
He always shows up.
So he steps up.
I saw the other day, it was pretty neat. I saw Bryson DeChambeau posted that, and this whole Little League World Series thing, definitely want to ask you about that. I saw Bryson posted about wanting you to do it. Then Bryson goes out and wins his second PGA Tour event. Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of athletes that are fans and that are reaching out to you? Have you made some good friends?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. Richard Sherman was a good, from the beginning, kind of helped me out throughout all this stuff. The first person to ever really reach out was Baker Mayfield, I think. But now Baker's gotten too big. Yeah, I haven't really communicated with him.
Oh, Baker Mayfield was one of your better ones, too. When he was standing on the sidelines grabbing his dick, that was one of your better ones.
I know. I can't wait for football season again. I'm so excited. But, yeah, Baker Mayfield, Sherman, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout just invited me to a game down at the Angels. It was Upton. I'm not trying to over-talk, but it was pretty much a lot of athletes, you know. Thomas, Ricky Fowler.
Could you
have imagined, Bob, like literally 9-10 months ago, when you look at that, to all that stuff you just mentioned, could you have ever imagined that happening?
No. I went to a liquor store to get an $11 an hour job.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went to a liquor store. I mean, I came home, rock bottom. I had nothing to my name. I was broke, unemployed, broke, like mentally just nothing there. And just like, what the F am I going to do?
That's a great story.
Just, I got extremely lucky. I got extremely lucky.
No, I don't even look at it as luck. I see it as a guy who took a talent that he has and didn't take no for an answer and found his own way. I see what you've done is pretty remarkable, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I put a lot of. I'll be honest with you. After I kind of got that little break, I worked like okay, this is my second chance here, and I worked literally like 21 hours a day on my cell phone, just like reaching out to like kids and being like, hey, have you seen this? And following people that had mutual interests that I think, like Barstool, and just like following all their people. And then I had this madness. I was like literally working 21 hours a day on this. And now I slowed down a little bit and I have a little bit more help now, because in the beginning it was by myself. Now I have a cool manager and agents that kind of helped me out. And so it's cool, man. It's really fun.
What's your favorite sport to do? So I know you do baseball, football, basketball. You do all kinds of stuff.
Golf. There's some great ones, yeah.
What's your favorite sport to do?
I love football season because that's where I started all the stuff is football season. But golf, I think, is maybe the funnier ones. And by the way, I don't think my stuff is funny at all. And I don't listen to my own stuff.
Oh, come on. You don't think that John Daly, when he hits the ball in the water like seven times, that's funny as shit. You don't think that's funny?
I throw his glove in the water.
I just don't think it's like that funny. But there's some videos that I think are funny. But majority of the time, like, I just try and keep it fresh. You know, it's hard to like, all right, he's swearing in a clip. So I just constantly am in my head trying to make it, you know, keep it fresh. But I just went off track. So what did you say again?
No, we were just asking about, you know, what's your favorite sport to call, which football. What are some of your favorite clips that you've done? I know you're not a guy who you said you don't go back and listen, but what are one of the ones you maybe enjoy doing the most? And it's funny you mentioned that John Daly one. I was actually at that PGA at Whistling where he chucked the 7-iron into Lake Michigan, which, by the way, a side note to that, at one point there's a certain player on tour, I'm not going to name names, that player's caddy, you can probably figure this out, was at one point they had that caddy convinced that was actually the Canadian Ocean.
Okay. All right.
You can probably figure out where I'm going with that or who it was, but
I can dig.
Yeah. So anyway, what are some of your favorite clips that you've done and some of the more memorable or more enjoyable clips you've had?
I only care about the ones that hit good numbers. So whatever hits the best numbers, that's all I care about. That's the one I just did, actually. The LeBron James basketball one I just did that hit like 1.5 million in a day was good. I don't really know. I don't really look at what my favorite ones really are. I just look at how they do, and then those are my favorite ones.
Right. Do you know what your most viewed clip is?
LeBron one's up there that just I just did. That was definitely up there.
The
that
one with him and Steph Curry? Engaging.
The one with not where the voiceover was. Not the voiceover one. Not the one with Blake Weber. I don't know. It was, if you go on there, it's just the one that had 1.6 million or something right now.
Right. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's been cool. But the golf ones I love to do too, because it's kind of like quiet. You know, like golf, just a very, you know, it's not the normal way a commentator should announce golf. So it's, I don't know. I like doing golf.
Have you met Justin Thomas yet or any of these guys?
No, but I was supposed to go to the U.S. Open with maybe potentially Puma, but I just didn't know if I could make it work. But definitely when I go down there, I got a bunch of guys that are, I talk to all those guys pretty much, you know, throughout the week, and always kind of they send videos, and a lot of these athletes will just send me videos of their buddies and be like, hey, can you commentate it? my buddies.
That's pretty cool,
you know,
actually.
For instance, I talked to Trout, and I go back and forth a little bit. And so he's got a buddy that he always razzes on, and we always pick on him a little bit and send him videos in exchange for field passes, of course. I need to get something back.
Right.
That's right, yeah. So, two-way street, yeah.
But it's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the Little League World Series thing that you're trying to do and how we can help you get it done?
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think there's any way it's going to happen, but – you know what, I think that my manager kind of already talked to somebody at ESPN and was like, hey, we'd love to do the Little League World Series. You know, it'd be cool. Not like actually announce it, even if it's a little side thing, you know?
Right.
Maybe you'll be on the camp for whatever. It'd just be fun to do. And I think they would just be like, Bob Benner for the ESPN series? No, we don't think so. So he came back and was like, yeah, that's a big no. And I was like, oh, really? I'm like, man, funny thing is I just hate taking no for an answer. So I'm like, beep, 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 beep. Like, call all my athletes. I'm like, need a favor. Can you guys do me a favor? You know, like, can you endorse me in the Little League World Series? And the coolest one was Dana White. That was the coolest one, because I think he has something to do with ESPN. But basically, I'm just trying to rally all these guys behind me and just trying to make a little push to maybe just get a little spot on to do the Little League World Series. I think it'd be cool.
I remember when you tried to get Jay Cutler in the Pro Bowl. I was hoping that was going to pan out.
It should have. We ran a late campaign.
Well, Bob,
we ran like campaign, but we had all the kids pretty excited about that one, so that was fun.
Not to put you on the spot, and you tell us if you can even conjure up something, but you know you can probably tell where I'm going with this already. Let's say U.S. Open, Tiger Woods has a putt to win the U.S.
Right.
Open and makes it. Give us your best Bob Menery, if you can.
Like I told before, here's the deal. I would love to do this. The only problem is I have a color commentator, Peter, and I don't do any work without him.
Right.
So unfortunately, I have to say no to that because if Peter's not in the booth, I can't do it.
Team player here. I love it. Yeah.
He is. He's a team guy.
He's
not doing it without his guy.
We look forward to the moment that happens because
right.
the internet will probably break when Tiger, if he ever, God forbid, wins another major.
Oh, he's gonna win again. He's gonna win again.
I hope so. It'll be good for the game.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is good. Bob, thank you so much for your time. If there's anything we can do to try to help you get this Little League World Series thing done, we'd love to help out. And we really, really enjoy your videos and really appreciate what you're doing.
And if you're not following Bob Menery, listen, find him on Instagram.
Yeah.
You will trust us. This is a must follow. He's terrific. Thanks, Bob, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You guys are awesome. I appreciate it so much. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one, man. See you later, bud.
All right, peace.
I think you've had enough.
Playing through.
No? Now you've had enough.
With Froggy, Brian Golf, and Wacker.
Bitch.